afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the rock room, live, in person, vaxxed and boosted, please welcome Kyle Dotson and Marissa Alaniz. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
You guys are out here. You just came out just to record.
Yep.
The show.
Flew in this morning, flying back tonight.
Yep, perfect. That's the way to do it.
It's a good use of money and time.
Well, look, I paid for you to fly out here. We took the Patreon money and we paid for... No, we didn't. You guys are out here just for a vacation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to have you. Everyone loves the wedding episode when we did the wedding playlist and told stories about Pap Joe not showing up and everyone had a good time. Everyone likes that episode.
Aww.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I always get emails about it. I love that episode. When are they going to be back on? I go, when they're visiting.
Yeah.
And that's today. So today, it's episode number 666. What should we call the episode? Do we just call the episode 666? Like episode number 666?
I was going to call it like Devil Songs.
We call it Devil Songs, Devil Music.
Mm-hmm.
We Love Satan.
Yeah, Devil Music probably is
the Devil better. Music. We'll call it Devil Music. Good?
Yeah.
All right. Now.
This is honor of Queen Elizabeth II. May she rest in hell.
Satan save the queen. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Now, Marissa, tell me what's going on with you. What are you up to? You're writing some plays. You're directing some plays.
I'm doing everything. All the things.
All the things. Are you writing, directing, and acting in the play? Like a Kevin Costner?
I don't direct my own plays.
Okay.
I will act in my own plays, but only if I can't find someone else.
All right.
But yeah, so I'm acting, producing. Can I help you?
You were drifting from the mic a little bit. Sorry. I'm in the producer chair still.
But you're not really in the producer
chair.
No,
I'm not.
Because I have all, I'm at the console. Yeah, I'm Scotty or Sulu or whoever you want to tell. You're not doing anything. You're
Uhura. This could have been not an interruption at all. You could have just moved right back to the mic and kept talking and it would have been fine.
Yes, I know. Like that. I mean, yeah, some people, though, when you do something, people go, what are you doing? And I know what you're saying. You're saying she could have just continued.
Yeah.
What? People are different. And you were in her personal space. So why won't you act in your own plays?
I like to give other people opportunities.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I like to, like, watch it happen. It's a different perspective.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite thing to do in the process of creating a play?
As a writer? Or
as the whole thing. What do you like to do? What's your favorite thing? Rehearsals? The writing?
Opening night.
Opening night. Now, some people would think that's the worst thing. I'm so nervous.
I know. Sometimes it goes really poorly.
And you thrive on that.
I do.
You thrive on adversity.
A little bit of a masochist. I just like to see the culmination of everyone's work.
Okay. And then are you also in charge of auditioning the people to be in your play, or do you just have a lot of friends and you just cast them?
Both.
Both. All right.
Sometimes both.
All right. And if someone comes in and they're really bad, is it...
I tell them. Wow. No. No. I hate doing rejections. I have my co-producers do the rejections. I type up the email and it's very cordial, but I cannot press send.
She's like the opposite of you. You'll yell at a guy for not making your macchiato correctly.
That's not true. I'm nicer to the service workers. I just hate the general public.
Just the guy walking down the street, you hate that guy. But if they've waited on you, you're fine with that.
Like the other night, we were driving past the Hollywood Bowl, and there was no traffic because the concert was happening, but it was a Dave Matthews Band concert, and I was mad at everyone in there.
Because you're like, why is anyone at this show?
Well, I was like, I don't want to get stuck in this traffic with people with no personality.
Where was he playing? Was he at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
I blame you for coming up that way. You came up Highland?
Yeah.
You should have checked it out. whenever I always check it out.
Well, it was like at 9 o'clock, so I figured we were safe.
Oh, okay.
Based on if there were a show.
I gotcha.
But like coming back, it was getting close to 11 and
there were hippies gumming up the works.
There could have been. There weren't.
To be fair, he hasn't been here in a minute, so he forgot about Highland.
Yeah.
It's awful. I will avoid that when there's a concert at all costs.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Now, before we start, do either one of you want a drink? Do you need a drink? Are you going to get parched?
I'll be all right.
Take a shot.
If you want a shot?
Oh, dear God.
What about, would you like some Sammy Hagar Santo tequila?
Sure.
You're not going to take a shot of this.
She will. She would if you gave it to her.
I don't have a shot glass.
That looks like medicine.
It does.
It's not.
It's a pretty color, though.
I like this bottle.
The blue color makes it look like it's a, I don't know. Like
I chose this one. This is where I'm at
like
right now.
Like a Maalox or something, or a Listerine.
Makes it look like it came from like an old apothecary.
This is where I'm at now in my adulthood. I ask for rock and roll spirits for Father's Day. I got a Cheap Trick vodka over there. I got a bunch of Sammy Hagar rum back here.
Cheap Trick, cheap vodka.
It was reasonably priced. It's good. It's real good. Vodka's scary because
cheap
I can't
bottom
taste
shelf
it.
Vodka.
That's the COVID effects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I lost my taste, so now I can just chug everything. All right.
Do you have a Crystal Skull vodka?
Who makes that?
Dan Aykroyd.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I bet that's really expensive.
It is, because you get it in a glass skull.
Do you have your phone with you to look that up?
I do not.
Boy, you're really not doing any producing at all. You're totally co-hosting.
Yeah.
Do you want to be, are you a guest or are you a co-host right now?
I think I'm a guest.
No, you're a co-host. Because you brought songs, so you're a co-host.
Oh, okay.
If you just sit there and crack wise and don't participate, then you're a guest.
Oh, okay.
Or if I'm interviewing you.
Okay.
She's more of a guest because I asked her some questions already.
Yeah. No one cares about
you. Are currently working for, are you allowed to talk about your job?
I'm working for
CIA.
They sent an email that we're kind of not
the government
to talk about it. I'm working for a large place that used to sell books and now sells everything.
Would I have any of their boxes in my house right now, possibly?
Probably.
All right. And you're enjoying that job?
Yeah.
It's kind of creative.
Yes.
And you get to work from home still.
Mm-hmm.
Which you enjoy.
Yes.
You never want to go to an office again,
I will never
go
back.
To fraternizing with people.
No.
Yeah, why would you?
No.
Why would you? Back to Marissa. Marissa.
Yes.
What, you just celebrated your third anniversary?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. How long is the time period that you're still considered newlyweds?
I would consider us newlyweds till we have our honeymoon.
All right. When's that? This isn't it? Today? This isn't it? Kyle, didn't you tell her that this is it? This is the honeymoon right now.
We got alcohol.
We got alcohol.
Music.
We got Pat.
Yeah. I always get invited to a lot of honeymoons. So when is your honeymoon planned and where do you think you might... It's not planned. You're shaking your head like no.
Well,
where do you want to go?
Because we got married right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We also got married... So we were planning on having our honeymoon after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
But then COVID hit before I graduated.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen.
And then, so what we wanted to do was like do like a couple weeks in Europe,
mm-hmm.
like 2 weeks and kind of go everywhere. And then we basically have been postponing it because we want to make sure that we're able to go over there and do things and go over there and quarantine for 2 weeks and then come home.
Yes. That would suck. That would suck. So, now, how much can we blame COVID on? Like how much can we lean into that? Is it like, I got a speeding ticket today, fucking COVID. I mean, what do we blame?
It depends. Is the mask over your eyes and you can't see your
it was.
Speedometer?
I couldn't. I was just flooring it. All right. So this was your idea, Kyle. 666. There's three of us. We each play six songs.
Mm-hmm.
Six and then six and then six.
Yeah.
But we'll rotate.
And look, if you get uptight about this shit, don't listen. Like,
Like some really religious person?
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, I wouldn't be doing that.
Wow, you're coming out guns a-blazing.
I've seen some of the reviews.
What was the last review?
Something like, I don't know.
Okay, let's look up
probably,
the review.
Probably
let's
mad about.
Because I love
he doesn't know anything about John Lennon.
Look, I love reading. Look.
Mark David Chapman, 100.
Rock Solid Apple Podcast. Like, I don't want a bad review, but I don't mind reading the bad reviews because I just usually...
Yeah, don't willingly give them.
Right.
Give the bad review.
Don't give one because I say, oh, I love the bad reviews. I'm not saying that.
It's just those people are idiots. It's great.
All right. Here we go. These aren't even in order. They're like all over the place. All right. Here's one from... Oh, this one's a good one. Here's one from July 14th, 2022. He says, I agree. Enjoying your podcast.
I thought that was it.
I'm of similar opinion that Journey won't get a penny from me because of Jonathan Cain and his wacko wife. All right. Well, that's good. I like that review.
Three stars. What?
No, it was 5 stars. Okay, here's...
There's a 4-star one that's great because it's not...
Oh, it's also about Journey. Here it is.
Yes.
It's 4 out of 5. And this guy says, I disagree. So he's really responding to the guy that agreed.
Oh, that's
so
what
he says, I disagree. I'm sure Journey will be just crushed by your intolerance. So he's basically, these two guys are now...
Battling in the comments.
Yeah, battling it out. All right.
Don't give it a 4-star. Right.
And that was, the first one was from Trash Hook. And this one, I disagree, was from Sterling 5.
Oh,
okay. Tori Tinkles. Here's what she says. I assume that's a lady. Oh, it seems like it's a long one. Oh, it is. Wow, it's a really long one. Okay. 3 out of 5 stars.
Oh, boy.
The bad, the ugly, and the good. While I am a fan...
Not the correct order already.
That's what it says. While I am a fan of this podcast, it has, from time to time in recent years, carried more social and political overtones, which I find rather boring. Okay, that is not true. First of all, that is not true. We don't talk about politics on here. I don't know where this comes from. Did we mention it once, and that's the one she listened to? All right, let me keep going. The show is at its best when the host has guests to bounce off of.
I like how they also just call you the host. Like, they clearly don't listen to it that much.
Yeah, they don't know my name.
It's 3 letters.
Of course.
It's less than writing the host. You've written one of the letters.
Of course the show's best when I'm not in a room by myself. Of course. When he flies solo, it is a bit of a struggle to listen. Yeah, it's fucking hard when I fly solo. I'm never solo. I'm always playing songs that people send in. So we hear their intros. So I'm really not solo. I just don't turn the mic on at will and go, hey, man, it's Pat. I'm just going to babble. I don't like Tori Tinkles at all so far. Use your real name. That's another thing. Use your real name when you're going to do a review. I hate when
also,
people are
maybe
hiding.
Also, maybe don't have Tinkles in your name.
Yeah, that's very strange.
It's on the piano.
The podcast is very welcoming and engaging until I'm yelling at Tori Tinkles. I feel like I'm hanging with some buddies and talking about music. However, it is bad when they sometimes bring up a topic only to say they can't discuss it on air or words to that effect. I don't remember ever saying that I couldn't discuss something on air.
Well, I just said Kyle's I can't discuss job. My job, so.
Oh, that's what she's talking about?
Yeah, big riddle.
All right.
Hard to figure it out. Sorry, Tori.
I went to the urologist last week. I do not want to discuss it.
I wrote some results down here if you want to take a look at those.
She says edit that stuff out. Okay, you don't really listen to the show because I always say we don't edit it. Well, I'm not editing anything out.
Just hit the fast forward button or listen to literally anything
else.
Yeah,
go somewhere else.
Go sit in your car and listen to silence.
Some time ago, the host was also able to buy a new laptop because of the financial support of his listeners, yet chastised this same audience for recording intros which were too long during a listener-supported show, which I thought wasn't too cool. Okay. The comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. Those people know that I'm joking when I'm making fun of their long intros. Come on. And that laptop thing, that was about 2 years ago now. All right?
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Okay, this review is ridiculous.
I opened up a whole can of worms.
No, it's fun because this is from 2 days ago. This is on my anniversary. Did Pilar write this? Pilar might have written this.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
Overall, though, the host and co-host are very engaging, entertaining, and personal. They are very knowledgeable about their subjects without taking themselves too seriously and coming off like a bunch of blowhards. Yeah, this isn't music theory. That's not what we do here. So angry.
Wait till I talk about song 3's C major shift.
I'll keep giving it a shot each week for sure. Okay, this is a casual listener that felt like they just wanted to jump in and say some words.
3 out of 5.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine you're living your life just in averages.
I'm telling you. Okay.
What else has that person reviewed? Can you still click on it?
No,
and look at that
stuff? Let me see. No, you can't. Well, I can't do that from here.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, I always like that when you click on what else they've reviewed and they're like,
Flappy Bird, 5 stars.
Pat Boone's greatest hits. Terrific. All right, here we go.
I don't like when the hosts make fun of me for my review.
Yes, that'll be in the next review.
Tori Tinkles, too.
Yeah, she's fucking home pissing her pants. All right, we're going to let Marissa go first.
That's fine.
Because is that okay with you, Tori Tinkles? If we let the ladies go first? I don't like it when the guys go first. The guys are loud on mic and the ladies aren't. Like Marissa.
If both of us leave and then you just do the show yourself, she'll stop listening.
Jesus, if I thought she would stop listening, I would kick you two out of here right now and continue. All right, here we go. Devil songs. Mm-hmm. Devil music.
Yeah, it's a very, very political topic.
Devil songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pound this tequila in a minute. Tori Tinkles. All right, so we all have 6 songs.
I didn't like all the vices they talked about.
It seems like they have drinking problems. The one gentleman, I'll call him the host, he seems to get alcohol for Christmas.
I liked the woman, but I did not like the man.
Or man too. All right, Marissa, what is your first song that relates to the devil? Okay, this could be about the devil. This could be about hating the devil, loving the devil. It might just be a song that has the word devil in the title. I don't know. Let's find out. What do you got for us, Marissa?
I have Fell in Love with the Devil by Avril Lavigne.
And which album is this from? Because I have our albums, but I don't remember this song.
Head Above Water?
Head Above Water?
Second to last.
All right.
And Ultimate.
Okay, I think I like that album. Okay, here we go. I Fell in Love with the Devil.
Is she done recording?
No, she had a brand new album out.
I mean, like second to last.
Oh, okay. I thought like she announced she was okay.
No. She's married.
They don't have any information.
No. She just married her third ex-husband, and she needs to just calm down, Avril, and just find...
Focus on yourself, Avril.
Yes, and then... And you'll meet a nice guy, but
also, why does she go to the shittiest bands and like, I'll marry you?
I don't know. I mean, what's
without train?
Who's the fourth husband going to be? Is it going to be a Machine Gun Kelly? I don't know. All right, here we go. I Fell in Love with the Devil. Here we go. I didn't like devil music. Tori Tinkles. Now, Kyle is right here. Are you trying to send a message to him with this song?
Yes.
Why do you think we haven't had a honeymoon?
Kyle, is my name on the logo for this podcast?
It says hosted by the host.
Someone please make a logo that just take the logo and it says with host. Rock Solid Podcast with host.
With the host.
Oh my God. That was a good song. It wasn't like some crazy devil. It was just, she's telling us about something that happened
she's
in her
telling
life.
Us about Chad Kroeger.
Probably. Do you think it is him?
Most likely. I don't know.
Who's the second guy? He's from Sum 41. Is that her second husband? Derek Whibley or something?
I don't know.
I'll just call him the singer.
The devil.
He looks like when you are watching a movie like CBGB and it's supposed to be Sid Vicious who comes in, but that guy doesn't look anything like him. He looks as like an extra that they pulled out.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah. He's a unique looking gentleman, and that's being nice. Okay, Kyle, what's your first song?
Well, this is episode 666, so
right.
The song is called episode 666.
It really is? Because this was very confusing to me.
It's by a band called In Flames.
And the album's called?
Horacle.
And how do you spell that?
W-H-O-R-A-C-L-E.
Horacle.
Tori's going to love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Sit down, Tinkles. All right. Let's play it. Episode 666.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
this is garbage.
I mean, fair. Tori just crashed her car.
Oh my god, we can only hope. I hope her dashboard Jesus went through the window. Oh my god. That, I don't know about songs where guys sing like that.
Yeah, that's, In Flames typically have songs that's like that, and then like some what they call clear singing, but this is just all that. But I really just picked it because it was the same title.
It's, I mean, episode. It fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. And I love the album title, Horacle. I love
yeah.
it.
That would get a chuckle.
Do they have an album called Slutography? Is that coming?
No, that's like really their most like egregious album cover. Yeah. Everything else is like, one's just like called Come Clarity, one's Clayman, there's Colony. Mm-hmm. It's just,
there's the Tori Tinkle's album.
Toracle.
Yes, thank you. Toracle. That's why you're here. All right. My first song is from 1987. The album is called Raise Your Fist and Yell, because who doesn't want to do that? The artist is Alice Cooper, and the song is Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's also a movie by John Carpenter, and Alice Cooper's in it.
Yeah. Was this around the same time?
Yeah, I believe that this song is probably in the movie. I'm pretty sure it is.
When Alice Cooper and all the other people, they're just like standing there.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be homeless people, right? Or vagrants?
I think they're dressed that way. I think they're just supposed to be like they just came into town because they're like worshiping the devil. That's what I always get.
I'm going to try to watch a horror film every day in October.
Yeah.
And Pilar told me today that I do that every day, and that's not true. I don't watch a movie every day. That's a commitment. Like when people go, I'm watching a movie every day this year, I'm like, that's a lot.
I think she said, oh, you're going to do something every day whole month?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
It was very dismissive.
What I'll probably do is I'll probably wake up about 5 in the morning and I'll watch the movie before anyone wakes up so that I won't be you know, made fun of.
You could watch 2 a day.
Trust me, but this is definitely one that I'll be watching in October.
Yeah, this one's great.
By the way, if you're listening right now, it's October 13th, so we're right.
So you're 13
days in. I'm 13 movies in.
How are those other 12 movies?
Oh, so far, they have been great. Tori Tinkles did not like movie number 11, but she doesn't like fun. All right, this is Prince of Darkness. I think these lyrics are on the nose. Who is he?
You know what I bet this plays in the movie when they're like driving in a van and like they pull up and just like part of it's playing on the radio.
Probably, yeah. He spits on God, is what he said.
Yeah.
Well, he's, you know. He's
I didn't like all the spitting.
That's just me when I talk.
This comes out October 13th. You have a very funny story about Friday the 13th.
Oh, wait, that's Rita's birthday. Happy birthday, Rita. From
Happy
Satan.
Happy birthday, Rita.
Yeah.
All right, what's your story about Friday the 13th, the movie?
Oh,
no,
man.
When you were a kid.
Oh, man. Okay, in second grade, we had to write a writing assignment where we had to just write like horror movie or
okay.
horror stories, and we had to share them with the class. And this one person's story started with, "It was Friday the 13th, the day before Halloween."
No,
if you live in Holidaysburg,
if you
that would
lived
be
in
true.
Holidaysburg, yeah, maybe, maybe. Because it's celebrated the last Thursday of October.
Yes. Or sometimes the first Thursday in November.
No.
Really?
That's not true.
Like, I think a couple years ago it was because it was raining the last Thursday.
Oh,
so they moved it
God.
A week.
You can't move holidays around.
Also,
by the way, tomorrow's Father's Day.
Also,
so if you want to give me something.
2 years ago was, or maybe it wasn't two. It was a couple years ago there was, it was on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
October 31st was on a Thursday. And then... They had it on Saturday, the Saturday after.
I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing in that town? It's ridiculous. All right.
So stupid.
I love Alice Cooper, though.
Yeah. Alice Cooper's pretty great.
I had posted once, "I hope Alice Cooper's having a great day." And my voice teacher commented that she was friends with his daughter. And she said, "I'm happy to report that he's having a fantastic day."
Wow. That would be Calico Cooper, I think, is his daughter.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm telling you.
People were posting on Twitter like a couple of days ago. You can go up and look like on the PGA website. Anyone who's ever played, they post their handicap.
Yeah.
And Alice Cooper posts his regularly. And so you can look up and see what his current handicap is. It's like really good. I don't know what that means.
And what is it? Does he only have one leg? No, that's not what it means. I don't know anything about golf.
It is for, I think it's basically how much different from par you are.
Ah, okay.
Like, so if he,
so
I don't
if par's
remember,
three.
If par is like 72.
Oh, for the
and
whole
he,
game.
And he shoots under par, he's like negative 12. Like you would give him 12 points, he would be par or something like that. I don't know.
Sounds confusing.
It says something like that.
I just blacked out.
He's a good golfer.
He is a good golfer. That's true.
That's the point of the story.
That's the point of the story. And he's, and even better because he's, you know, handicapped.
Not what it means.
Does he have a blue placard on his golf cart so that he can pull right up to the hole and park close? Okay. Marissa, what do you got for us? This is a band. You guys just saw this band in concert.
We did.
All right.
They're fantastic.
And they're a spooky band.
Very spooky. Yeah. So spooky.
Ooh. Tell us the band and the song.
This is He Is by Ghost.
He Is by Ghost. And the album is Meliore?
Meloria, I think is what it is.
Mahoria.
Yep. Mahoria, yep.
Here we go. He Is. I assume he's talking about...
Star-crossed lovers reaching out
to the beast with many names. He is, he's the shining in the light without whom I cannot see. And he is insurrection, he's spite, he's the force that made me. Nostro disparte, nostra amate.
I feel like it's gonna kick in. Is it gonna kick in?
It does later.
All right, we know who they're singing about, though.
It sounds like a religious song.
It does sound like a religious song.
In the
and it depends on what your religion is. It might be a religious song.
Yes,
if you're a Satanist.
Sorry, did you want to talk more about it?
Did you have something to say?
Yeah.
Very polite.
Go
you guys are gonna be married a long time. Very polite.
One can hope.
The video for this is okay, so the whole band they dress like the main guy dresses like a ghost pope, basically,
okay.
named
okay.
Papa Emeritus. And every album there's a different incarnation.
What are we on? Papa Emeritus?
Four.
Four.
Wow.
And then...
And they're popular because you can get a Funko Pop of them. So
yes.
That's how you know they're popular.
Funko Papa Emeritus.
And so in the video, he's dressed as Jim Jones.
Yes.
And he's baptizing people in a river.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And they get the joke.
Yeah, it's all
tongue-in-cheek. Just like Iron Maiden gets the joke, who we'll be seeing tomorrow.
Yes.
At the time of this record, tomorrow's our Iron Maiden show. Today is September 21st. Now, Kyle, you have a Monster cereal shirt on.
I do.
I want to go down the line. I'm going to name all these monsters.
Okay.
Okay. That first one is, don't say it, that's a wolf. So I'm going to say that's, what flavor would be a wolf cereal? Boy.
I don't like all the cereal talk.
They should edit that out. They should edit the fun out. I don't know who that is. Who is that?
That's Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute.
Yes.
So nothing to do with being a wolf.
He's the hot one.
No, he's... I gave a picture on my phone the other day where someone drew them all like muscular, attractive men.
All right. The second one, that's Sissy Ghost. right?
Booberry.
Booberry. And that would be a play on blueberry. So it's blueberry cereal.
I believe so, yes. And I don't know if he was at once a man and then died or what his story is, if he's just always been a ghost.
Yeah.
The ghost of a blueberry.
He has a look on his face like
he looks like it's sort of content.
Yeah, but it's also a little bit sarcastic.
Yeah.
All right. Then this next one looks like a vampire. Mm-hmm. That's Vinny the Vampire. And his cereal is what flavor?
Lemon.
Lemon. That's terrific. So who is that?
That's Count Chocula.
Okay.
He only has two teeth because the rest apparently rotted out.
Well, you only need two teeth to bite.
They're his front teeth.
Yeah, they're just his front teeth, like a big rabbit.
Yeah. I don't feel like they worked on him enough, the artist. I think they just...
And his hair just is like kind of like up in two clumps.
Is it hair or are they a play on bat ears?
Oh, yeah. That might be that. But then he also has real ears.
Then you'd have two sets of ears.
I don't know.
All right, then.
It's very strange.
The next guy's pink. Is that Fancy Boy?
He looks like a hippo in this picture. That's Frankenberry. Frankenberry. His cereal is strawberry.
Oh, okay.
He is not a pun at all. It's.
He's your favorite.
He's my favorite because he doesn't make sense. Sleepy. He looks sleepy.
Yeah.
He has strawberries for fingernails.
He's got like a whistle that they blow for Fred Flintstone to get off of work coming out of his head.
Yeah, and then like a meter of some sort on the other side.
And then the last guy. That's. Now I'm going to try to use a fruit in this. That's the invisible banana.
It's a yummy mummy, short for Yummert Mummert.
Is that his real name, Yummert Mummert? No. Okay. I don't know. So what flavor is that guy's cereal?
It has changed over the years. At one point it was orange and something else. And then I think they tried banana at one point.
And then in...
Him and Fruit Brute, they've changed a bunch.
And then one time it was poop, which was not a good seller. It did not, no, people did not enjoy that. All right. Well, there we go. That's a great, was that a hard shirt to find?
No.
No, yeah. Just go right to the kids section and you get a large and it'll fit you.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right. What's your next song?
Oh, my next song is also from Ghost, also from the same album.
Oh, this must be their best album.
It's a good one. This is From the Pinnacle to the Pit. This is about the fall of Lucifer.
All right. Oh, I don't want a song about the fall of Lucifer. I want a song about him
rising
up. Well,
this is about him. It's like his origin. This is like Batman Begins.
Oh, okay. Here we go. From the Pinnacle to the Pit.
Yes.
By Ghost. I like it. Cool. Yep. I like it. Marissa's yours have been catching me off guard, and then his are just like a monster.
Cereal monster.
Did you just call him a monster?
He's a cereal monster.
That's true. Now,
it's the shirt to prove it.
What's your favorite one again? Frankenberry. That's your favorite cereal also.
No. But he's my favorite of the monsters.
What's the favorite cereal of those five?
Of the five? The Frankenberry. Yeah.
And of all time?
I don't know. We go back and forth. Right. I've like been in a Golden Grahams kick because it's like just sweet enough, but it's not overly sweet.
I haven't had Golden Grahams for a while.
I like Golden Crisp.
I'm a corn pop guy right now. I like corn pops.
Corn pops.
Yeah.
Corn pops are good.
I will put those in a bowl dry and just eat them like a snack.
Corn pops were better when they had the tin foil bag inside. And now they have a regular plastic bag.
It did separate them from the rest of the pack.
And something is off about the flavoring now. I still enjoy it, but...
I like a honeycomb, too.
I don't like those too big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
That's the song. It's not small. No, no, no.
Oh, I don't know that song? I don't remember that. I just remember like the weird like werewolf ball creature that would like spin around, and he had a big mouth. And then my friend dated someone who kind of had a mouth that size.
Honeycomb's got so a big bite.
We referred to her as Honeycomb, not to her face, obviously.
Well, that does sound, that sounds like a term of endearment, though. Hey, Honeycomb.
Yeah. It could have been worse.
All right. We have to a little bit of a commercial break here. Hold on a second.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I hate Tori Tinkles.
Now, back to the show.
So, it's up. It's my song now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This song is by The Cult. All right?
Mm-hmm. What are they a cult of?
Former guest and friend of the show, Billy Duffy, is in The Cult. So, I'm going to play a song called Lil Devil.
Okay.
L-I-L, apostrophe. How do you say that?
Lil.
Lil Devil. That's how Tom Brokaw says it. Lil Devil. All right, here we go. Tom Brokaw, very popular reference.
Very topical.
And now, a word from our
sponsors. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Sounded great. I love that song. Hold on, I'm trying to find a song on YouTube right now to see if I can play it for you.
I don't like all the mistakes. They should be edited out.
I can't edit it. I can't. Is this it? Nah, that's, I don't know if this
I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and someone started to say something, and they were like, "Hi, I'm Ron. I'm Ron from," and I'm like, why wouldn't you just start over? You were 5 seconds in.
Yeah, if you, yeah, I've started over before if I'm just 5 seconds
in. It was just like, it was like, it was so funny. And then there was another thing I watched where a guy, every single of his videos ends with like music playing, and then he remembers to say his name, and he's always like in a panic, and he's like, "I'm Jordan," as like music plays.
What are you watching? Amateur podcasts?
Yeah, it's just like, it's people reviewing.
How not to podcast?
Like action figures or board games or nonsense. But yeah, it's just always like some of it's amateur hour.
Look, I make mistakes too. So look, I'm not going to make fun of other people unless their name is Tinkles. All right, let's see if
don't
this
name yourself Tinkles.
Let's see if this is the song I'm looking for.
Come to the Honeycomb Hideout.
I'm Big Betty the Blonde Bomber, and I want a big cereal.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. Honeycomb's got a big, big bite. Big, big taste in a big, big bite.
Right. A good breakfast featuring post-honeycomb cereal gives you a
big, big bite.
It tastes right.
Honeycomb bite. It tastes right.
All right. Look at that.
Everyone in that commercial is dead.
Who wrote that? Probably.
It's a real sexual commercial.
What was it? I'm Big Betty.
I'm big bodacious Betty.
She's a roller derby woman.
Oh,
she just happens to roll in
a yellow dress. Like I pictured her like a Pee Wee Herman character, like in a yellow dress
with
a big beehive, like hairdo with actual bees and honey coming out. That's what I pictured.
That would be much better. So she comes up. She just rolls into the Honeycomb Hideout for no reason.
What is the Honeycomb
Hideout?
It's
a treehouse where kids go and sugar up. But why is she coming over to the Honeycomb Hideout?
Also, is it presumably in a tree house? How is she rollerblading into a tree?
It's like built on a tree, but not up high. It's like down low.
Yeah.
Like, no one said a tree house has to be up in the tree. It could just be built down below.
I think that's a regular house, then.
Yeah, but it's against a tree.
That's like a lean-to.
All right.
Wait, what did you ask? Because you had a good question.
Yeah,
it was the same question I had.
I don't know what your question was.
Then you say
it. What did I say?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Keebler. Was it like the Keebler?
Like, yeah. It's like Keebler Elf House.
No.
Because that's in a tree. That's in literally a tree.
No, it's not inside the tree. No. No.
So it's like a tent outside of a tree.
Why don't you just show them the video?
Please post a link. 0 stars. All right. Marissa, by the way, you are in some type of a, I don't know how to say it. Is it a contest?
Yeah, it's a contest.
Okay. Give us some deets so that people, sure. Right in the middle. Why wait to the end? Because people might not make it to the end of this one. So They've already stopped listening. The Tinkles family has thrown their laptop out the window. All right, go ahead. What is this?
Tinkles is
Tell us what it's about. Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm talking, Kyle.
Jesus.
Divorce.
Done.
It's over.
That's the cork out of the tequila. Now I'm interrupting. I'm going to drink a little bit.
So I'm doing a Face of Horror contest. So it's fitting. This is the 666 episode.
Right.
It's a cash prize. I'm trying to pay for grad school, so...
And so what do? We vote for you?
You can vote once daily. The link is on my Instagram, which is... Can I plug that? Or do you do that at the end?
No, say it right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. The link is on my Instagram in my bio, which is at Malinese Official.
Spell that. You better spell that.
Yeah. Malaniz Official.
All right. So people go there and first of all, follow you. And then go find that link, and you can vote for free once a day.
Mm-hmm. You can vote for free once a day. If you vote through your Facebook, you can vote for 2 votes for free if you verify with your credit card.
Okay.
You can also buy votes, and that money goes to...
Satan.
Yeah, it goes to Satan. It goes to B+, which is a charity to help fight childhood cancer.
Well, that sounds like a good charity.
Yeah.
I mean, of the charities, that's got to be right up there, top 15.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Okay, so we're going to do that, and it's Marissa Alanis, and we're going to vote. Can I vote on Facebook and on Instagram, or no?
You just have to log in through Facebook, and that's
right. And have you been voting every day, Kyle?
I do, religiously.
Do you get up, like, is that the first thing you do in the morning? You pour a big bowl of Frankenberry?
I'll tell you what I do. I go in, I vote for her.
Uh-huh.
I enter a contest to win something from the Monster Cereal that I can do until December 1st.
Okay.
Then I play Wordle.
All right. And how do you do with Wordle?
Pretty good.
Did you play it today?
I did. I don't remember what the word was.
That's okay. How many guesses?
3.
That's pretty good. Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I do Quirtle.
I got no time for that. It takes too long.
I do Framed. Do you do Framed?
I do one where it's got just 2-letter words.
How do you do?
I do okay. Today was a 4 out of 6. All right. Marissa, is it me?
I think it's you.
It's
me.
He coughed and didn't edit it out. No, I just played Little Devil. It's you.
Is this what we're doing?
I took a drink of that. Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you make the pop. All right. Not bad.
I can do it again.
Yeah. There you go.
It's like a Foley house.
I know. Okay, she's drinking the tequila right out of the bottle.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
It's good.
Yeah,
she
was like,
"Go."
Yeah, it's good tequila.
Yeah.
Kyle, you like tequila?
Yeah, but I don't want any.
It's coming around. Don't be a wuss. What would Satan do? All right, what's your next song, Marissa?
My next song is by Twin Temple. They actually opened up for Ghost. We didn't see them because we were late.
Okay.
That wasn't my fault. You had work.
And
then and we also had to drive to Jersey or ride the train to Jersey then go to through their horrible Prudential Center.
And there was a fight.
There was a fight where? On the train?
No, behind us during the concert.
In Jersey, because of course there was.
Was Mike Schmidt behind you?
It was like a guy who got way too drunk and his friend was trying to stop him from being too drunk and then he got mad at his friend.
So two friends fought.
Yeah.
Right. The guy who was drinking too much had never heard of Ghost. I don't know why he was there.
Don't go.
Yeah.
He called him Ghost. That's how much he didn't know about them.
A ghost.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah,
it's Ghost.
Oh, I have a not recommendation. If you're in Jersey, don't see anything at the Prudential Center. It's a pain in the ass.
Don't go to Jersey. That's a blanket statement, Kyle. You don't want to say that.
No, just don't go to the Prudential Center.
All right.
Also don't go to Jersey.
Wow.
This is Twin Temple, Satan's a Woman.
I bet that's true. And her name's Tori Tinkle.
Pleased to meet you. Satan's my name. I can make you sin. I can make you feel your pain. I can twist. I can make you seduce me. Wanna do the what to see. You can call me Lucy. Satan's a woman. Yeah, I'm a woman. Satan's a woman. Oh yeah, I'm the evil one.
I think that's my favorite one so far. That's really good. Yeah. See, I didn't listen to these. I don't listen to these prior. I just cue them up.
And it shows.
I want to be I want to be surprised when I hear these. When it's a song I don't know, I want to be surprised. This next song I definitely know.
It's like Amy Winehouse, if she sang about Satan.
If she lived.
Yeah. If she lived, yeah.
Rest in peace, Amy.
Rock in peace is what we say here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I do have to edit.
That's what you edit. That's the hill you edit on.
Vote revoked.
This is about, I don't know, famous occultist.
Aleister Crowley?
Yep.
Please call him.
This is his formal title, Mr. Crowley. Mr. Crowley's my father.
This is from...
this is Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
What album?
Crowley's the mister, not the monster. this is off Blizzard of Oz, his first
That's
album.
Right. Okay.
This is great. Am I sick of it, though? I don't think so.
Mr. Crowley, what went down in your head? Oh, Mr. Crowley, did you talk to the dead? Your life now to me seems so tragic. Where's the thrill of it all? You fooled all the faithful with magic. Yeah, you waited on Satan's door. Mr. Crowley.
He barely sings that song. That's not really singing, really.
He's telling a story.
Yeah.
That's one of Daddy's best songs. Get out there and sing it, Daddy.
You know what? I have an Ozzy song in my list, so I'm just going to bump it up to third position, and we'll just have a double shot of Ozzy.
What if his song was just like, Mr. Crowley, he's my pally?
Wonder what that
married
guy
married a woman, her name was Sally.
What does that guy give out for Halloween?
Mr. Crowley?
Yeah, what does he give out?
Here's an old ancient book.
All right, my Ozzy Osbourne song is from 1988, No Rest for the Wicked. This is Devil's Daughter.
I always thought it was No Rest for the Wicked.
No, it's Wicked.
Oh, okay.
It's Wicked. I thought it was Wicket, like a sticky wicket. He is from, you know, Great Britain, so it could be Wicket. So it's Devil's Daughter and then parentheses, Holy War. Heavy, heavy Ozzy. Here it comes. Now look, I believe Ozzy's real name is John. So he just took his nickname like Sully Sullenberger did. He just went Oz. Like you would be Dottie Dodson.
Yeah.
And I guess I'd be Franny Francis. And you would be Allie Allenese.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually work.
That's not
better.
Bad.
It's not bad.
Ozzy's not really... I guess because that was just the nickname. They would just call it because of Ozzy. They call him Ozzy.
Yeah. Hey, Ozzy. Yeah. Just like Sullenberger. Sully.
Yeah. Just like Ozzy Smith.
Who's a better singer? Sully Sullenberger or Ozzy?
I know who's a better pilot.
You don't want Ozzy flying your plane. Oh, my God. Please. Please. All right, Marissa, this is your song number four. Now, so far, I've liked your songs the best. Now, am I going to be disappointed this time?
Oh, no pressure.
Or is it going to stay high?
We'll see.
I. Dun, dun. All right. What's it called?
This is Be Gay, Do Drugs, Hail Satan by Super Cassette.
All right, hold on a second. A lot to unpack. Be Gay,
yep.
Do Drugs, Hail Satan.
Yep.
All right, I love
Daily
it.
Daily Agenda.
I love it.
It's more like a list.
It's more like a to-do.
Yeah.
And also buy a Super Cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Morrissey? The chemist told me I'd never be welcome. The Dungeons and Dragons would send me to hell, son. Hid in the bathroom between the bells ringing. Shared with me how he made peace with the demons. The advice that he gave me was written on paper. Passed between him and another 10th grader. Six simple words, be gay. Do drugs, hail Satan. Sounds like the theme song of a kid show.
It does.
It sure does. All right, now don't do it yet, Kyle. We are making Kyle peer...
All right, kids, we're going to be gay, do drugs, and hail Satan today.
It's peer pressure hour right now as we have pushed the bottle of tequila down to Kyle. He's going to make the pop. All right, now you don't like tequila at all, do you? And maybe in a margarita?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Oh, okay. All right, how's it smell? Wait a second, savor it.
Has some notes to it.
Ooh.
I'm going to look through the thing. It looks real.
All right. Here it's we real. Go. Is it going to be a sip or a chug? Well, that seemed like a good swig.
That's smooth.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It is good.
I want to get a bottle of, I know he's not, it's not rock and roll, but it is rock. I want to get a bottle of the Rocks tequila. Because I see him on Instagram and he just pours it over ice and just drinks it like a boss.
Yeah, he's also a monster.
Yeah, like that doesn't get, he doesn't get drunk ever, right? Because he would have to drink like 40 drinks.
A trough.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Andre the Giant. He has to drink a barrel of alcohol to get.
I do love The Rock. I don't know why, but I do. Mm-hmm. He's Black Adam.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you smell what he's cooking?
Only if he's cooking it with tequila. He makes a wonderful tequila shrimp. I'm getting cold now. So I'm going to turn off the.
I can do it. I'm closer.
Okay, but it's your turn to talk.
It on here, so.
It's your turn to talk.
I could have done it by now.
All right, go do it. Are you going to keep the headphones on? You got the cord? No? Okay. Take some off. Oh, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Turn the heat on. Put it up to about 96. All right. So your next song, song number 4. You're following up Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley. Ooh, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is from the most recent Judas Priest album.
Yes, it is.
And one of the best.
It is one of their best albums. I put it up in the top three.
Easily.
It's so amazing.
It's a there's not a dud on here.
Nope. We saw this tour.
Yes.
Free tickets.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Thank you, Ricky Warwick.
Yes.
We were close too. We were pretty good seats.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Evil Never Dies.
So true. Why isn't it playing?
We got political.
The devil's moved from Georgia. His mission's still the same. The world's become his oyster once again. If you don't think you're worthy and you don't meet the cause, he knows what's going on behind closed doors.
Now,
I love the opening lyric.
Yeah, he says the devil moved out of Georgia.
Yeah, and, but his mission is still the same or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's a play on the Charlie Daniels Band song.
Devil went down to Georgia. you know what we could defeat evil with? A fiddle.
A fiddle. There's two versions. I don't know. He either says, I done told you once, you son of a bitch, or... probably the version we heard in Hollidaysburg was
son of a gun.
I done told you once,
you son of a whore.
No, it's, I done told you once, you motherfucker.
It says the C word.
Yeah. I done told you once, you right cunt. Brilliant. That's how it ends. All right, let's see if I can find that line.
Who's this by? William Daniels?
This is Chuck Daniels. Ooh, the climax.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever.
Oh, yeah.
Been. He played Found a Mountain Run Boy.
Yeah, this is America. We say son of a bitch. We're gonna say son of a bitch again.
Yeah. Let's go, Jesus. All right.
I don't like when they get political.
We're only doing it now because you hate it. Move on. All right. And here's my real song. That wasn't my song. Do you have something to say?
That wasn't your song.
That wasn't my song.
Is that, was that inspired by the, well, I mean, this is in New York, so it's different, but go ahead. You know the story better than I do.
Do I? The song Devil Went Down to Georgia is inspired by a rock that is in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
That is called, I think, called the Rock on Fifth or the Devil's Rock.
Okay.
And it's pretty much that story of the story is that the devil came and had a fiddle contest, and we all heard the song.
All right.
And you can still see the hoof print of the devil.
Yeah, there's like
it's a true story.
Yes.
All right.
The autobiographical. Rock is also in the cemetery that
we got married in.
That we got married in.
Greenwood Cemetery.
Yep.
All right. You guys got married in a cemetery.
Yes.
I didn't get to that wedding.
Oh, what?
You weren't the only Dodson. Kyle wasn't there either.
All right. So you played a Judas Priest song. Now I'm going to play a Judas Priest song too. This is from their album, Angel of Retribution. And this album, I like this album, but I love this song. And this is Deal with the Devil.
It's about card game.
Say it, friend of the show, Rob Halford.
Callie Halford.
Danny Daniels. Did you say that before?
No.
No. All right. All right. Hold on. Hold on a second, guys. I feel like we have to interrupt the show real quick.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I hate you, Tori Tinkles.
Now, back to the show.
All right, Marissa?
Yeah. Kyle told me not to put this one on there because it doesn't have the word devil in it, but...
I didn't do that.
But this is where he lives. He lives... This is his house.
It's got H-E double hockey sticks in the title.
Yeah, this is Going to Hell by the Pretty Wreck. Pretty Reckless. I cannot talk.
The Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless.
That's a tough word to say. The. Okay, here we go. Going to Hell. All right. I'm enjoying all of Marissa's songs.
Yeah.
Because they're new to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching House of the Devil last night, even though I've already seen it. That's the Ty West film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It is really good.
That's what I went to sleep to. That's how I went to sleep. I got to tell you, I slept great last night. I really did. You guys just saw... Oh, is it... Would you call it a horror movie, what you saw yesterday?
No.
It's not.
You know,
it's a sequel to X.
Yeah, it felt more psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Give me like Psycho vibes.
Okay. Was there some, how many killings?
It's called Pearl.
It's Pearl.
Yeah.
How many killings were there? How many killings do you think?
Do you want to count the goose? She kills a goose.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
It's good for the gander.
Is it?
Four people? Five?
All right. Were they good kills?
X had better kills.
Yeah. This right. is kind of a one note.
But this did have a lot of, you think they're going to be kills.
And oh, yeah, yeah. There's like, like teases.
Some fake outs.
All right. Okay. And then there's going to be a third one.
Yes.
And that's coming out this year also?
Vaccine.
I think it's coming out next year, early next year.
They should just that would be great if they released it like in 2 months, like have all that these, cool. all three of these back to back.
That was at the end credits was the teaser for that.
Okay.
It like started like it was like a VCR being plugged in.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Hitting your mic?
I know. Yeah.
Now, we're, no spoilers, but I heard like the final scene is amazing in the movie.
I think it's really well shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would it be difficult to do as an actress to do that scene?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
What scene is that?
Shh. No spoilers.
The final scene. The last one of the film.
Wake
up. Before the credits roll.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
And is there an end credit scene? Is that when they tease Maxine?
Yeah. I watch that online.
Okay.
Because that was like, I saw it on Twitter before I saw it in the film.
All right. Can I watch the movie on Twitter?
Probably.
Okay, moving on. 666. That's the number of the beast.
It is. It's his number.
What if you dial 666 on your phone? What happens?
Boo-doo-doo. I'm sorry.
I'm going to try it.
Satan
cannot come to the phone
that
right
would be,
now.
That would be so great. Okay. I'm going to try it. Why do I have 22 texts? Okay, it's not by anyone I care about. All right.
Need 644 more.
All right, hold on. How's my phone work? Here it is.
If I dial 666, it comes up first. It comes up with it does letters. So it's my mom. Because to like type MOM is 666.
Dial. Please check the number and dial again. Right. Or dial 611 for.
All right. Let me check the number. 666.
Be completed as dial. Please check the number and dial again. Or dial 611 for customer assistance.
All right, now try 611 and ask him why 666 isn't disconnected.
What if that's actually the devil and he's just like, all his minions are laughing and he's just like, the call cannot be completed.
That's like something you dare your friends to do when you're like 8 or 9 and you're like, no, you call 666. No, you. And then it's like, it's real scary. And then. Nothing.
Let me ask you something.
Who's playing with a goddamn phone?
You're at home alone. You're home alone.
Yes.
All right.
Like Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You're not in your apartment building. I'm like, you're out in the country, okay. And you're in a house.
Yep.
And no one's going to be back until the next day. You're home alone. No pets.
Nothing.
Would you look in the mirror and say Candyman 5 times?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Ask me.
Would you?
Hell no. No, I wouldn't do it.
Would you say Bloody Mary?
I wouldn't even say Sammy Davis Jr. 5 times. Would I say Bloody Mary?
What if there was a potential that they would hand you a Bloody Mary through the mirror?
I might say The Rock 5 times, because if he comes over, it's going to be fun, right? I mean, that guy, like you said, he's going to cook, and we're going to have tequila.
I brought Parcheesi.
That's his favorite game. All right, Kyle, what's your next song? This is song number 5 of 6, 666.
Wouldn't be a Kyle episode if I didn't play Nine Inch Nails.
It's true.
This is from their album, The Slip. This is called Demon Seed.
Now, The Slip, is that about ladies' lingerie?
I think it's like a bunch of songs that they just kind of didn't make it onto one or two albums.
Okay.
And
didn't answer the question.
Slipped through, and then they put it...
Oh, see, so it slipped through.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. Right. But this is Demon Seed. This is about a demon growing inside someone's body.
Like a baby.
Yeah, like a Rosemary's baby. Or
how do we feel about that movie?
Just watch House Hunters.
Here we
go.
That's
what most of that movie is.
Family, you are born. Family, you are
kind of has like a heartbeat sound in the background, and then the song starts out kind of like light, and it like becomes more bombastic, I guess, as it's the evil is growing within.
It gets more bombastic than that.
I mean, that's towards the end of the song, so that's like kind of the.
I liked it, but I would like it better if it's about ladies' lingerie.
Yeah,
the slip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My next song is from 1976. This is one of the first
bicentennial.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. 1976, 200 years, buddy. This is one of the first 45s I ever owned, like a 45 single.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys even know what that is?
Yeah, it's a small,
it's a tiny record.
Yeah,
it's got one song on the front and one song on the back,
and seven on the back.
And seven on the back. It's crazy. So this is by Cliff Richard, who's gigantic in England. I think he's got like 1,000 number one hits. I might have that number wrong. Mm-hmm. But this is Devil Woman.
Oh, yeah.
There's some super sounds of the 70s. Super sounds of the 70s?
Super satanic sounds of the 70s.
Ooh, I like it. We should have had the lights out when we did this.
Spilling tequila everywhere.
So it's, yep. I came into you, sweet lady. It's a very scary song. When you missed it. Cowbell there. Beware the devil woman, she's
gonna get you. She's the devil's instrument. He put that golden cowbell down.
It is the way I play it. Hector Contreras, a listener, got me a cowbell for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see how obnoxious this is.
I didn't like when they played real instruments.
Where is it?
I hear it clanking around.
Now, when can I play this? I'll tell you when. Every day.
That's how people know dinner's ready.
Like, I don't even know how to play it.
You're doing okay. Real harsh.
I'm very far away from the microphone, too. Tell people. I'm like, yes. I'm like 45 feet away from the microphone. Okay, I'm going to go way over here. Okay, I'm over here.
That broke my speaker.
How is this an instrument, though?
I don't know.
Do you have one of these on your drum set?
Yes.
Where's your?
But it's not as.
No, this is
loud.
This is for adults. You have a children's cowbell.
Yeah. Mine has like a matte finish on it.
It's very nice. It's very nice. It's up for sale on eBay right now. If you want it, I'll sign it for you. Where's your drum set at right now?
My parents' house. Somewhat half disassembled.
Why is oh, so it's like a Slim Jim Phantoms kit from the Stray Cats. What do you got? Just the bass, snare, and a cymbal?
No, I mean, I have more, but somehow they've taken it apart.
They
needed to move it around and then just kind of it's.
When do you think that'll ever be like in your possession again?
I think if we have a house.
Okay.
Which, with the way the housing market's going, probably won't be for a long time.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Look, I know we don't like to get political. I won't say whose fault it is, but it's someone's fault.
Oh, and the property taxes, they'll get you coming and going.
You're better off just squatting.
I got to tell you this. Yesterday, Kyle and I were talking about just the small talk that stupid neighbors make. And my example is like when someone's washing their car and you yell over and go, hey, I'll bring mine over next. So we talked about that. Was it yesterday morning?
Yes.
Okay. Then I was out hosing down the car and wiping the windows off. I'm not going to, the neighbor's lovely. I love her. But that's what she yelled over to me.
No.
She yelled over, hey, Pat, I'll bring mine over next.
Did you say, I'll kill you?
I said, fuck you.
You immediately put up a for sale sign in the yard.
I brought my cowbell down and I hit it for an hour straight. But I was just like, no, don't do it. I just made this joke this morning. What was the one you came up with?
I can't remember. Hey, yeah, there's been a lot of mail lately, hasn't there? Like, just like not, like, don't talk
or like
to me.
On Trick or Treat, a guy brings his kids over and you're giving out candy and you don't have a costume on and they go, love your costume, Kyle.
Hey, I see there's another someone else dressed as a dad. Did you give out candy on Halloween?
The street's pitch black. There's no
yeah,
lights
on
the street.
To go on.
There's no lights on the street. So, I mean, we have candy. We have too much candy. And then we eat it. But, I mean, if people come, we give it out. I love it. It's so fun to see kids dressed up, you know, in their costumes.
I like when a kid's dressed up as, like a grown man. Like, yeah, like an old man, but he's, like, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a, like a tie.
Yeah, and like maybe a little crooked fake mustache and
maybe
fake glasses.
A briefcase.
Yeah.
We don't have trick-or-treaters.
No,
no, not in your apartment building.
No, but we have them in stores.
In stores? How does that work?
Yeah, because everyone lives in apartments.
Yeah.
And so the kids aren't deprived of the experience. They just go store to store and stores give them candy.
Yeah.
What did they do during COVID? I think you would...
They put razor blades in apples.
They gave out masks.
We, that year, everyone was a doctor.
Batman, and then I wore a mask over my exposed
chin. They were doing things where, or maybe they still do it, but you put candy in the trunk of your car. It sounds like you're kidnapping
trunk
kids.
Or treat.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat. Mm-hmm. What did you say? Trick or trunk?
No,
she said trick or treat.
She also said trunk or treat.
You both said it.
Yes.
But in a different, you did an accent though.
I don't
think
so. That's
just my voice.
That might be the tequila talking.
I'm just from
Trunk
Texas.
Or treat. And why do they do that?
I don't know.
You know what?
Is that fun?
A lot of churches do it because trick
or treating
is satanic.
Oh, that's the exact opposite of what this show is about today.
I know.
So trick or treating is satanic?
Yeah, according to some churches. I don't know.
There was a house in my neighborhood that was like super religious, so they would give you like, but it was great.
Bible.
We would go there because they would give you, it would be cold, they would give you hot chocolate, they had a shitload of candy, and then they would give you like pamphlets
and, a pastrami sandwich.
I'm gonna use it to wipe my mouth off later and throw it away. Like,
now that's the year you were dressed as Pontius Pilate. Right?
Yeah. And I had like a Amelia Earhart cap on.
You show up there with the thorn, crown of thorns and blood. You're carrying your cross. It's a great costume, actually.
It would be.
Pretty great.
Who are we going as this year?
Are you going to dress up?
We usually do.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. Yeah. We'll be beating
No,
Juice
no
and
idea
Lydia.
What you're going
to
do?
No.
All right. What was it last year?
We were a ghost and a Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Who was the Ghostbuster?
He was.
Yeah, because if she was, it'd be that female Ghostbuster. And that sucks. That movie sucks because it's girls.
I was a Ghostbuster because busting makes me feel good.
Now, I went as a porn star, but I was dressed as a Ghostbuster. I was busting nuts.
It's a nut busters.
That's right. All right.
I was specifically a Ghostbuster from Ghostbusters 2, where they're, for no reason, the logo on there. Shoulder has a 2.
Has a 2.
Which would make no sense.
That makes no sense at
in
all.
In real life at all.
Not at all. That would only make sense if there was a new team of Ghostbusters.
If they opened up a second location in like LA and the whole
second
thing,
location.
The whole thing, like a franchise, and then it took place there, that's the only way it would make sense. And it doesn't.
All right, we're at song number 6 for you.
For me.
Here we go. Is it going to be a clean sweep? Am I going to like 6 out of 6? Or is this one going to bring me down?
You know, I don't know. This is the wild card.
All right.
This is Devil's Backbone by the Civil Wars.
All right, let's hear it.
We all know who won that.
Is this, this sounds like it's one of Jack White's bands. Yeah, I'm in the Civil Wars. I got the White Stripes. I'm the Raconteurs. It's got a lot of bands. You like Jack? Do you like Jack White?
Some of his things, yes.
He dresses Jack White.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys go as the White Stripes?
There's a picture online that is Jack White, and someone said he looks like Michael Cera dressed up as Johnny Depp for Halloween.
That's funny. Keeping with the Halloween theme. Okay, here we go. The Civil War's Devil's Backbone.
Save me. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Hate it.
What do I do? Falling for someone who's nothing like you. He's raised on the edge of the devil's backbone.
like the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks. We can't say that though. I'm liking this one too. I have to be honest. Clean sweep. 6 out of 6. Devil's Backbone. I bet it's all like, it's like spikes on it. Right?
He has horrible scoliosis.
What's your favorite devil movie?
Devil
Marissa?
Movie.
Yeah, favorite devil movie. Ooh. Is it Legend with Tom Cruise? Probably the only Tom Cruise movie I don't like is Legend.
You're going to have to give me time.
All right, you keep thinking about it. What's your favorite devil movie, Kyle?
I mean, we were just talking about, I do really like House of the Devil.
That is good. I like The Omen. That's my go-to.
Yeah, The Omen might be the one.
The Omen,
the one from
so
2006. So great.
It's no.
Lee Schreiber, Naomi Watts, acting.
That one came
stellar.
Out. They released that one
on
a June,
Tuesday.
June
I went and
6th.
Saw it with my dad.
So did I. What a disappointment.
You saw it with your dad as well.
No. No, I didn't see it. I saw it by myself. It was also the same day Cheap Trick's album Rockford came out. Yep. So something good happened that day. And it wasn't that. God, it was terrible. I knew it would be terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Are they remaking The Exorcist right now? Is there a new Exorcist movie?
I think it's just set within... I don't think it's...
Ellen Burstyn's in it, though.
Yeah, I think it's like set within the world. Like she's... consulting with a new family because it happened to her.
Yeah, because her daughter Ronald Reagan was
yeah
was possessed. Mm-hmm. Why, now, why wouldn't they get Linda Blair in that too?
Get John Hinckley. He's out. He can be in it.
Get everyone. But why wouldn't you get Linda Blair in it if she's alive still?
Maybe she said no.
Maybe there's a cameo. Maybe they say
she's
maybe they
Pazoo
say
or they whatever.
They say Reagan, and she just, her head just turns around and looks. You love that movie, right?
Here's Reagan. You know what? I want to watch it again because I feel like I have a different view to watch it under. Mm. Like, I was watching it under, this is the scariest movie ever made,
right.
Then it wasn't. But now, someone said watch it in the way of, watch it as through the mother's eyes, mm-hmm. where she's someone who's not religious, she's away from home, and her daughter gets sick, and so she's in a strange place, she's isolated,
okay.
and her daughter's sick, and now she's like trying to do everything she can to figure it out.
All right, that is horrific. That story
like
right
more,
there is horrific.
Like, scary way to watch it.
I am probably going to revisit The Exorcist 3 when I watch
it. I love that. We started to watch that, and you did not like that at all, right?
Were you scared?
No, I was
I think,
bored.
Yeah. It is one of those where it's very slow at the mm-hmm. beginning, and you kind of have to really... There's a lot of dialogue that's like seems innocuous, and then it plays out later. But you kind of come in the middle of them investigating something. So you're playing catch-up, but you also kind of don't know what they're talking about.
I don't want to do work.
No, it's good, though. It's so good.
I saw The Exorcist 3 in Chicago at the movie theater. And then this is when my first year in Chicago, so I lived by myself. 6th floor apartment, and with no parking, so you just had to find whatever parking you could. And that movie kind of creeped me out, and then I couldn't get a parking spot even close to my apartment building.
So you just went back and watched it again?
No, I just parked my car and literally probably running to my apartment like a crazy person. And when I saw Exorcist, I was in high school, and I went to my friend C.R. Melberg's house right after school. And he had the cable box, like with the buttons. This is real old fashioned people. But you just had a cable box on top, and they had all the movie channels. Like there was like
Skinamax,
and there was one called The Movie Channel. So he's clicking around. He's like, oh, The Exorcist is on. You want to watch it? It's awesome. I'm like, I've never seen it. So we watch it. And when I got to his house, it was daylight. And when I left, it was night. And I had to walk home. And it was a long way home. And I remember I walked in the middle of the street because the street lights were lit up the whole, and I ran home like a crazy person. So the Exorcist movies make me think of doing cardio. So
also Exorcist, not aptly titled because it's not about the Exorcist.
It's not about him.
Yeah.
Just doing the day to day, going shopping.
Yeah.
Filling up his holy water.
Exorcism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like The Conjuring.
I like those Conjuring movies.
Yeah.
1 and 2 are great.
Yeah. I think my favorite devil movie is Devil's Carnival, which...
What? Is that an old movie?
No, it's new. It's like 20... I'm bad at years. 20...
It's like 2006 or 2008, maybe.
Who's in that?
2006. It's... Who's in it?
It was directed by Darren Lynn Bousman. who did Saw
2, 3, 4, I think. Sure. And then the newest one, Spiral.
Mm-hmm. Which I liked Spiral.
Written by our friend Josh Stolberg. All right. Well, I'll check that one out.
It's a musical.
Tell you what, I'll take suggestions. You guys, I'm going to put a pumpkin on the Twitter, and you guys can, I'm going to say, give me your, what should I watch? Did you watch Lamb?
No. It seemed like some A24 bullshit.
Yeah, when that A24 logo comes up, I don't know if I'm going to like it or if it turns
very
me off.
It's a 10 or a 0. Yeah.
What about Blumhouse when that comes up? What do you think?
Usually those are pretty good.
I love the logo.
Yeah,
the,
I do too. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I finally got Pilar to now watch horror films. She used to hate horror films, but now she'll watch some stuff. All right. Your last song, Kyle.
Yeah, this is appropriately the last one. This is The Last in Line by Dio.
Even though it's your last song, it's not my last song.
Right, right.
It's not the last song. Okay, but this is a good one. Rock and Peace, Ronnie James Dio. Devil Horns.
I think he's in hell.
Put him up. Do I think he's in hell? Yes.
He loves it. It's great.
He loves it. He wanted to go there. He requested it.
Table for Dio.
All right, there we go. You two are done.
All right, see you.
That Charlie Daniels kind of messed up our 666, though. I threw that guy in there.
Yeah, oh, well. Whatever.
And then the Honeycomb song, the Serial Satan. All right, my last song. It's funny, because my last song isn't like metal or anything. But
are you playing it? Is it from Kids in Satan's Service?
No, I'm not playing any Kiss songs. I'm not playing any Kiss. But we're going to do a Kiss episode this weekend.
That's right.
Not this weekend, but this Friday.
Yeah, I got to listen
live,
to this
live in person. Yeah, that's a lot of homework. That Hot in the Shade album.
All 10 albums.
Yep, we're going to go track by track through all the albums. Okay, this is a song by INXS from the album Kick. It's Devil Inside.
Cool.
So, you know, it's about the devil being inside Reagan.
Like sexually?
Nancy.
Throat goes. Well, here comes a man with a look in his eye. Fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. Devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside, devil inside, devil inside, every single one of us.
Now, when Nancy Reagan had her anti-drug campaign, her slogan was, just say no. And that's ironic because it seems like she never said no. From what we know now.
Yeah.
All right.
They talked about that at her funeral across the street from your apartment.
Yeah. I used to live across the street from the funeral home, and it only stayed open until Nancy Reagan died. And then when she died, they closed because Ronald Reagan was buried at that funeral home.
Is that true?
Yeah. Now it's a cafe.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Called the Throat Goat.
That's some great trivia.
Is it?
I like it. Let's do some promoting. Let's talk more about this voting. What is it? It's the title of
Face of Horror.
Face of Horror. Mm-hmm. Now, is your photo up there? Will people see your photo?
Yes. Yep, I have quite a few on there.
And are you in scary garb and scary faces?
No, I just look like me, which is kind of scary.
So you would be the face of horror. Like they don't put a scar on you or something.
No.
All right. That's cool. And tell us about it. Where do we go again?
You can go to my Instagram. My link is in my bio.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. And Kyle, where can we find you? What are you doing?
You can find me at Kyle Dotson Funny on Twitter and Instagram.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I don't do anything. I use that for business.
Easy. What if someone wants to do business with you?
Yeah, I guess you can go. Just DM me on Twitter.
And you'll answer?
Maybe. Right. Depends what it says.
We are at Rock Solid Show. We're at rocksolidpodcast.com. Patreon is patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. I'm looking to buy a couple of laptops. So, Tori Tinkles, if you would like
you
my...
Just send your credit card information in a three-star review.
Yeah, please do it. And I would love that. And if you Venmo me. I'm at Handyman Pat on Venmo. That's really my Venmo. So, with that, we're closing...
Do you get a lot of weird requests in that?
With that, we're closing it out with... The guy who's doing the artwork for this episode, Kyle Hildreth.
Charlie Daniels.
We call him Old Kyle because you're Young Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Or we call him Cranky Kyle with a K. K for cranky.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do an intro, and then we're going to hear his song.
Intro's too long already.
His intro is 46 seconds. That's not too bad. Okay, let's hear it. Let's find out what he's got for us.
Hey, everybody. It's Kyle Hildreth from the Woods of Western Mass. And if you hear a little extra pep in my step today, it's because we're doing devil songs. Finally, some rock and roll. There's got to be a ton of songs with devil in there. Just amazing. I mean, Sabbath, Priest, Manilow. Or is that Maiden? No, Maiden doesn't have any devil songs, I don't think. So, yeah, it's got to be Manilow. There's just so much. Van Halen. Where do you go? Where do you go? You know what? Gonna pull an audible on this one and go with everybody's favorite, Jackal. From their 1992 self-titled debut album, here's Jackal with Just Like a Devil.
Hey you, it's a seagull stinkeroo.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
I hate you, Tori Tinkles.
Now, back to the show.